Space news number 3. The Deep Federation arriving soon near Earth for a general auditory. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more for another video. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. Before I can continue, I must give you all the necessary context as follows. I'm well aware that countless New Age YouTube channels and elsewhere have been publishing for years news flashes that never come true, always stating that they will arrive soon on Earth to clean the house, neutralize all the negativity and remove all the evil extraterrestrials and bad people who help them as their henchmen. As other members of my group have stated before, it is all part of mind and population control, with no truth to it. Only a badly fabricated science fiction story they are trying to sell for real, and that only follows what is already socially accepted in the community of people who are interested in extraterrestrial subjects, always following the same religious patterns and the same old good versus evil dynamic. Always imposing on the public the same narrative that goes like the Earth was invaded, or will be invaded by negative entities, and poor helpless humanity needs to be helped and liberated by the Galactic Federation of Love and Light. And for the better part of 6 years now, my group has been offering another point of view, and much has been said about us simply because we think and see things differently. For years we've been saying that it's not so simple, and that although from some levels of the problem and from those points of view, which are perfectly valid by the way, yes, humanity is a victim of evil beings, evil people, and their horrible plans. But from yet another more expanded point of view, humanity is in charge of its destiny and it is all a game designed by the very same souls who inhabit the planet, as a learning game, for their own expansion. From one level, humanity is a victim, but from another, they are in command and it is all a learning game, designed by who is living it. And from the first level, it can validly be seen as a very sick game. But within that game, we've all come to call it the Matrix on Earth, with its good guys and its bad guys, with its control mechanisms and its victims. And where everyone thinks they are the good guys, even the bad guys, as good and evil end up being only relative terms, depending on which interests they promote or damage. As we've been saying for years now, there is more of the same control matrix outside Earth, that is, in better words, more government, which acts exactly like the governments on Earth, and which regulates cultures that are capable of interstellar flight, the same way as the governments on Earth regulate nations. Furthermore, the governments on Earth are nothing other than direct reflections, and a perfect copy of the power structure that goes on outside Earth, as they work exactly the same, only slightly adjusted and modified, to fit each particular need. Government structures and the ideology behind them all did not evolve on Earth as they make people think, they are copies of what already existed outside Earth. And the only part of them that did evolve on the planet are the adaptations, and the particular flavor given to them on Earth because of its particular circumstances. There is more government outside Earth, and from that level, they are the ultimate controllers of the planet, not from the higher point of view where it is the souls of the people of Earth that control their lives, and what they want to experience in them. The Earth is not an independent planet. Far from it, it is a heavily regulated place, well inside Federation-controlled space, and under its heavy scrutiny and total control. It is the Galactic Federation itself that controls all the governments on Earth from behind, it is the government behind the deep government that controls all the public-level governments and nations on Earth. The news. My group was informed by the local Federation headquarters in the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera, that come late December, or early January, A detachment of Galactic Quadrant level Federation representatives will arrive at the Viera for a general auditory concerning everything that has to do with Earth, how things have been managed and how their agendas have proceeded up to now. They include representatives of three major Federation races and groups, the Andromedans and the Centauri, also known as Alphaetans, as hosts for the Etorthan detachment. Please watch my video about the Etorthans for more information about them. I will upload a link to it around now. It will include the scrutiny and revision of all the Federation star races that have anything to do with Earth, and which are stationed in the planet's orbit. They will want to know why each one of them is here, what for, and for how long. They will also monitor and scrutinize all the governments and their actions on Earth, and their agendas with society at large, and with the general population. This detachment of Galactic Federation representatives comes from a level well above Saturn, which is the one who controls all the Federation affairs in this solar system. That's why it is called quadrant level. The Federation is always pushing the idea that they are the good guys and that they are all love and light. But as we've been explaining for years now, things are not so simple, because although they openly state that they are seeing for the interests of all the people on a soul level, they are apparently forgetting that from an experimental point of view, while that soul is living on Earth inhabiting a biological body, suffering is very real, and seeing things only from the perspective of what the expanded souls of those same incarnated people want, without tending to the real needs of those incarnated people, is nothing short of criminal complicity, neglect, and sheer cruelty towards that existential level. For many, the visit of those higher Federation representatives may seem like a breath of fresh air, and a chance to clean house on Earth, as the expression goes, anticipating that this higher group will move things on Earth in favor of the people, and in such a way that all the negativity may be removed for good, or at least diminished substantially. But their visit is nothing new, it simply has never been reported before. Apparently no one before me has mentioned them to the people of Earth in any kind of mass media platform. They have been regularly visiting the local Federation headquarters for at least hundreds of years, and they have been visiting the local headquarters in the past 100 years even more often. The local Federation headquarters in the Viera Biosphere Starship are the ones assigned to monitor and tend to everything that has to do with planet Earth specifically. Historically, they always visit Earth right before a major change happens. I say this based on the dates I found, and when exactly they were visiting the local Federation headquarters, and judging from those dates I can say that they are not good news. Based on the dates, you judge for yourself. 1914, right before World War I. 1918, right before the first influenza pandemic. 1929, right before Wall Street financial crash. 1933, the rise of fascism in Germany. 1939, World War II. 1947, right before the creation of the State of Israel in 1948, the creation of the U.S. Air Force, September 18, 1947, which is also the exact same date as the creation of the Central Intelligence Agency, and the rise of the Cold War, also close to the start of the base for the Vietnam conflict, starting with the French in December 1946, as well as many other things that have a lot to do with extraterrestrials, like the Roswell, New Mexico UFO crash on July 1947. 1964, before the Vietnam War with the United States. 1973, the 1973 oil crisis and the resignation of United States President Richard Nixon following the Watergate scandal in 1974. 1985, CDs were introduced, the RMS Titanic was found, an earthquake in Mexico killed at least 9,000 people, and Gorbachev became the Soviet leader. 1990, before the First Gulf War, the reunification of Germany, the formal beginning of the Human Genome Project. 2001, before the incident in New York, and the start of the Second Gulf War. 2008, before the financial crisis, and close to the start of the Galactic Federation's First Contact Project. 2012, supposedly the end of the world. 2019, before the pandemic. And now the next visit is programmed to be in late December 2023, or early January 2024. Many events happen each year, and some of them mentioned here may be only coincidences, yet most of the dates are suspiciously close to major events on Earth, so a direct relationship between the presence of higher Federation representatives and those events cannot be denied. We have reason to anticipate the reimposition of the cloth smothering your face come next winter, and I hope to be wrong, as well as the start of the false alien invasion, perhaps in the coming years, and so many more government-sanctioned things which are going on, and in progress on Earth right now. And another alarming piece of information is that the Atorthans, although commonly known to be positive, are from Orion, and I heavily distrust anyone coming from the physical existential realms from there. There are known to be many regressive grey races there, and Federation or not, the Atorthans are also part of those Orion councils, which are supposed to be a link between those and the Galactic Federation. As I mentioned in my video about the Greys from Orion, including the Atorthans, they are logical beings, and they do not have emotions, at least not as we know them, and it is not a good thing to have beings who only work with logic, managing affairs of heavily emotional beings such as all the ones in the Lyrian family, including humans. Judge all this for yourself. I will keep you all informed as much as possible, and when I know more about what is happening. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.